This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A vow from the tearful widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. She says President Putin killed her husband, and she promises to punish him. Russia, meanwhile, says it has now completely taken over a city in eastern Ukraine.
Russia has claimed that it has captured the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka. The Russian military has said it has crushed the last pocket of resistance at the eastern Ukraine city's huge coke plant. It said the sheer weight of its troop numbers and greater firepower drove out Kiev's forces. Footage from Russian state broadcaster RTR showed Russian tanks moving through the destroyed city. A Russian commander known as Hermes responded to a reporter asking if the city was under Russian control. Yes, the city is 100% ours. I'm Karen Shamas.
Burnsville, Minnesota is grieving the loss of three first responders in a shooting Sunday that began with a call about a domestic matter. The AP's Donna Warder with this story.
It happened early Sunday in Burnsville, Minnesota, at a news conference carried by KMSP. Drew Evans, a superintendent with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, says when officers arrived at the scene, a man had barricaded himself with his family that included seven children ages 2 to 15.
They spent quite a bit of time negotiating with this individual who was barricaded in the home. At one point during that barricaded situation, the subject opened fire.
Evans says at least one officer was shot inside the home. The suspected gunman was found dead around 8 a.m., and family members were released from the home. None of them were hurt. I'm Donna Warder.
The latest winter storm is ramping up in California. Possible flooding, hail, strong winds, maybe tornadoes, say forecasters. This is AP News. Now to U.S. computer chips.
The Biden administration says it's investing over $1 billion to help a computer chip company, GlobalFoundries, expand its production facilities in New York and Vermont. Last year, President Biden vowed to expand domestic production of computer chips to avoid the shortages that developed during the pandemic.
We can never let that happen again.
The money comes from a bill passed in 2022 that allows the government to invest billions in chip-making manufacturers, which help supply smartphones, military equipment, and electric vehicles.
We're going to make sure the supply chain for America begins in America.
The projects in Malta, New York, and Burlington, Vermont are expected to create 1,500 manufacturing jobs, along with 9,000 construction jobs. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.